Was violin what you first wanted to play when you wanted to pick up an instrument?
Well, I really didn't want to pick up an instrument when I was little. It was my big sister, Audrey. She said she wanted to start violin. And of course, Mom said we had to do that too. Well, Joshua and I. He switched to the cello.
And that's your twin brother?
Joshua.
Uh-huh.
Audrey and Joshua also both competed against me in this competition.
Your brother and sister competed against you in the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And you won.
But Mama says that somebody would have probably won on a different day. They'd liked me on that day.
That's a good thing for your mom to say, and that's the truth, too.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing about playing the violin?
It depends, if you mean what kind of music I like playing on it.
Yeah, what kind of music do you like playing on violin?
Playful.
Playful. Like, what composer is playful?
Haydn.
Did you and your teacher pick out the Haydn piece?
I think she picked it out, not me.
Who's your teacher?
Gail Johansson.
Gail Johansson, she has taught a lot of kids here in Fairbanks to play stringed instruments.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you like to do other than play violin?
Baseball.
Oh.
I like doing math.
You do like doing math. Do you think that music and math go together?
Yes. One time, I'm not sure if it was Brahms, but I do know that a composer made a song, and it was 3.14 pi. 3.1415 with the notes.
That really does combine classical music and math in pi. That's so cool. So, are you going to compete in next year's concerto competition?
Yes, in category B.
Oh, you'll already be in category B. This year you won category A and you'll be in category B.
Mm-hmm.
Will your brother and sister, of course, your brother would be in category B also because he's your twin brother.
No.
No.
He's A. Audrey's with me.
Oh.
Because she's 11 this year, she'll be 12 next year.
Gotcha.
And Joshua's my age and I'm only 10. And then after the competition, he'll be 11.
Gotcha. So what is it like on stage performing with the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra?
Well, exciting.
Yeah.
I'm Jonathan Swick, and I'm performing Haydn Concerto in G Major.
Thank you. My name is Van. I am 14, and I go to West Valley. This is my first year. I'm a freshman there.
You had a short stint with violin, but you won the concerto competition on cello, right?
Yeah, I won with cello. My violin career was really short. It was like 6 months. I finally convinced my mom. I sat her down. I was really little, so. But anyway, I sat her down and I said, I don't like standing up, Mom. I don't want to continue the violin. This is just too much work. I want to be a lazy cellist and sit down. So I was. My brother was doing cello, and I just, you know, honestly, I loved the music. I loved how cello sounded. Not that violin sounds bad. Of course, violin sounds amazing.
You like the lower range.
But, yeah, I like the lower range. And, you know, the cello is the closest to the human voice as any instrument can get. I guess that was just appealing to me.
Do you play in the high school orchestra?
I do. So that the high school orchestra, it's really fun, and I really, really love the teacher, the conductor. You know, her name's Mrs. Jeglum. And so this year it was fun for me because as kind of a booster to being a part of the high school orchestra, I did Allstate, which was in Anchorage. You audition in October, and then if you make it, you get to go. And I made it, and which was pretty exciting.
As a freshman.
But what I was really excited to make it in was All Northwest, which happens every 2 years. And I sent in my audition, which was my audition recording was the Hungarian Rhapsody. And
which you won with, yep, on the concerto competition stage.
Yep. And so I sent that in, and I made it into All Northwest, and along with my brother, who also made it.
Nice.
So that was very exciting. We got to go to Spokane, which was where that was. And in the orchestra, there were 250 people. So,
all playing at once?
All playing at once. And magically, they could play together. And so that was really fun. And I'm looking forward to going to Solon Ensemble in Anchorage in the spring.
Cool. And you get to travel a lot when you're in these orchestras.
Yeah. You know, cello's a good excuse to travel.
And you're studying with Dr. Carl Knapp here at the university, right?
Yes, I am. I really, really love studying from him. And he's a very, very good, accomplished cello teacher and performer.
What are some other things you love to do with your free time other than practice the cello with your brother?
Well, I love dog mushing, which is, I got my dogs from George Atla and
the Hooslea Hustler.
Yeah, the Hooslea Hustler just passed away.
Yeah.
I know. That was really, really sad. And it was really, really too bad because the Iditarod, it was the first time it was going to come through Hooslea.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that made me really sad. But I still have part
some of his
him.
Dogs.
I have his dogs. And so they are, of course, amazing, amazing dogs. And actually, I went mushing with them yesterday. I love skiing and swimming, I have to say. I really do like, even though I don't do much of it.
Hey, I encourage every kid to at least learn how to swim because that is an important skill.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then, you know, in addition to solo, I like being in a group, you know, like orchestra, but also quartets. Dr. Carl Knapp runs the cello choir, which I'm a part of.
How many cellos are in a cello choir?
Well, you know, it varies. I think right now we have 10 or 11 people, and they're all very good musicians. I'm very happy to be a part of it. And we're playing really cool music. Like last semester, we played some classical music and some rock music. And this semester, we're like, he splurged, and we're all doing rock. It is just awesome.
What are some of your favorite headbanging tunes to play in cello choir?
Towards the beginning of cello choir, we played Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson.
Nice.
Of course, you know, that was amazing. And then we actually made a recording of this song called Starlight. It's by Muse. It's a really cool video. We put it on YouTube. So
very cool. Thanks so much for coming to the KUAC studios.
Thank you. My name is Van Levy, and I'm performing the Hungarian Rhapsody by David Popper.
Thank you.
Tara Vaughn, you are at West Valley High School, right?
Yes.
And you're a...
Sophomore.
You're a sophomore at West Valley. And do you play in the band there also?
I did play in jazz band for a little bit, but then I decided that I wanted to stick with classical and focus on that more.
Do you have plans to pursue music when you move on to college?
Oh, yes. I plan on at least coming to UAF for at least first 2 years and for piano and then hopefully going somewhere bigger.
It's handy because your piano teacher that you currently have, Edward Zilberkant, is also at UAF.
Yes.
Have you always loved the piano as a performance instrument?
Yeah, I mean, I just love the sound of it, you know? And like, I started out dancing when I was younger, and then as soon as I moved to Korea, we started piano, and I just fell in love with it.
So you lived in Korea for a while?
Yeah, 18 months.
Okay. And you were able to have lessons there and then continue them when you came back to the States?
Yeah, it was pretty rough. But I mean, when I first was in Korea, they taught me some good stuff, you know, like scales and all that. But then when we moved here, I guess my first teacher wasn't as intense as Zilberkant. And so then, like, I guess I wasn't learning some of the right things, so I had to kind of restart with Zilberkant.
How did you pick the piece that you won with?
Well, at first, I was actually going to do the Rachmaninoff that Eleni is doing.
Really?
But then I decided that I wasn't really feeling it, you know, and I wanted to do something that I could just, you know, kind of have my own taste to, like how it has the two cadenzas. And I really wanted to do that because it kind of shows individuality, and I guess maybe the judges were looking for more of, like, your personality and what you can show. And so then and then Zilberkant introduced me to Saint-Saëns and some Bach, but then I fell in love with Saint-Saëns, so I just chose that.
It's probably very important when you're going about choosing a piece that you're going to practice over and over and take to competition that you really do fall in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. It is so exciting. What is it like to sit on stage at that beautiful grand piano in Davis Concert Hall and practice your performance with the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra?
Well, first of all, the piano is amazing. I love it because it's just, oh, the sound is just beautiful. The whole orchestra, oh, they're amazing too. Like, it's just this big roar, and I love it so much. And then I have Zilberkant right next to my side, and he's phenomenal.
Because he's conducting right there.
Yes.
Yeah. How special to have your piano teacher be the conductor also.
Oh, it's kind of intimidating, but at the same time, it's really like, let's say, like a fresh breath of air, I guess, because, I mean, I'm relieved that it's him because, I don't know, he's a very talented musician, and I know he knows what he's doing, and it's just, I don't know, I love being right there next to him. It's really cool.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Tara Vaughn, and I'll be performing the first movement of Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto No. 2.
Thank you. Eleni Persephone Stavrinou. Eleni is Helen in English, if you're wondering. I'm performing Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto Number 1, the first movement, Vivace. I'm studying with Dr. Zilberkant in University of Alaska Fairbanks. That's my second semester here. And I'm from Greece, and that's the first time I've been in the US, and it's a great experience.
You are from Greece, and that is a much warmer climate than
correct
Fairbanks, Alaska. How did you end up in Fairbanks, Alaska?
Well, because of my teacher, my previous teacher, actually, back in Greece, knew Dr. Zilberkant for many years, and they have played together, my teacher on the piano, Dr. Zilberkant conducting. I was planning to apply to different universities in the U.S. to continue my studies for a master's degree in piano performance. Fairbanks, Alaska was the first choice because of Dr. Zilberkant, and I ended up here.
You've won the concerto competition with this Rachmaninoff piece. How did you choose that one? I know it's probably very important to Edward.
Well, it's a really simple story. A few years ago, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago, I listened to the first piano concerto for the first time. I already knew the second and the third, which are the most famous by Rachmaninoff. So I fell in love with the first concerto. And I would listen to it every day, more than 2 or 3 times every day, the whole piece, which is a long one. I wanted to play it, but I was afraid that it was too difficult for me at that point. But anyway, then I found some time between my schedule and I started the piece. So I learned the notes and I was quite ready to present it to my next teacher, Dr. Zilberkant. And so I started practicing it even harder when I came here in September.
And then it was ready for competition.
Well, not yet. It was like learning a new piece from the beginning because the things that my teacher told me were much different than the things I did. Of course, every teacher has his or her own perspective and his or her own technique. So everything had to change. I continued practicing a lot of hours every day. I came to this point where it was really okay, and it made me win the competition.
Wow. Give me a sense of how many hours of practicing a day that would be on some days.
There were days that I would practice for 5 hours, only the Rachmaninoff concerto.
Oh, that's a lot of Rachmaninoff.
Yeah, a lot of Rachmaninoff, exactly. And I had other things too. But now that I'm almost done and ready, it takes about 2 hours every day. In the beginning, when you're learning notes, it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, because it's a different procedure for our brains every time we learn a new piece. And after you've learned the notes, the piece starts taking its shape. You have to consider other things below, beneath, dig deep into the music and understand why the composer wrote it that way. What does that mean? Why is the melody that way written? What does it mean for you, actually, as a performer? And what choices are you going to make as a performer on how you're going to present it to the audience? And that's a different process, too.
What's it like being on stage with the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra with Maestro Zilberkant right there with you on stage?
Well, it's a great feeling. First of all, it's much different than playing by yourself on stage. That doesn't mean that it's not stressful. You really feel the pressure because you're the performer, you're the soloist. But I feel like I'm with friends on stage, and especially with Dr. Zilberkant conducting, there's a fatherly, secure atmosphere, makes me feel more comfortable on stage.
Eleni Persefoni Stavrinou. I'm performing Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 1, the first movement.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've been listening to the 2015 Concerto Competition Winners Concert, originally recorded in the UAF Davis Concert Hall on February 22nd. Special thanks to Tim Slauson for the audio recording, KUAC's Tyler Miller for the audio editing, and thanks to Fairbanks Symphony's Edward Zilberkant and George Rydlinski. For KUAC, I'm Lori Neufeld.